Welcome to the Velvet Machete Leadership Podcast. Become a confident, compassionate leader while sharpening your brand from the inside out. It's time to gear up to learn from expert guests and your host, Amber Hurdle.
Welcome to the new Velvet Machete Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Hurdle, and I am super excited to kick off the rebranding of my podcast in this episode. So if you're a new listener or viewer and you want the backstory on like, well, what do you mean it's new, it's rebranded, all that kind of stuff, then we will link to past episodes in the show notes so that you can get caught up. But I don't want to, for those of you who have been listening, I don't want to like rehash all of that. So the last episode, we'll link to that and maybe some other ones. But in this episode, I'm going to walk you through my proprietary method that I use to help absolutely anyone who is willing become more influential. So that's what we're unpacking today. But before we go any further, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, click the little bell so that you always get notified when we put out new content. And if you're listening in on your podcast app, whichever one you listen to, be sure to subscribe. And then I would love it if you would leave a rating and review. And so those are all good things that will help you stay up to date on what we're doing and make sure that you always know when we put out new content. But it also helps us get in front of more people who we can help. So it's a win-win. So make it happen. Now, importantly, who is this podcast for? It is for women and men, leaders who want to develop a compelling personal brand, who want to spend less time recruiting and more energy motivating their own top talent through a compelling employer brand. It's for leaders who want to differentiate their brand from the competition. Super important these days in this noisy world that we live in. It's for those who have a personal brand under a shared brand, such as like a real estate company, or maybe you're a direct marketing leader. And it's also for people who might be job seekers who want to stand out in a crowded job market. And ultimately, it's for leaders who want to become more confident, compassionate, and influential. And I really want to hang out on that last word, influential. So now that you know who this is for, let's talk about what is Velvet Machete, Amber. Now, if you've been with me for any amount of time, you know what it is. But for anybody who's new, the Velvet Machete began as a nickname that a client gave me a long time ago, like in my 20s, because he said that I ruthlessly told him the truth, but I did it from a place of support and really I'd say from love. So he kept coming back for more because it served him well. So that evolved into infusing Velvet Machete into my leadership and my communication. Ultimately, it produced my branding philosophy. And so as a career branding professional who, I guess I was like the internal publicist of sorts for senior leaders in the different organizations that I worked for. And I discovered as that internal publicist that the most effective way to influence others is to be direct while also being sensitive to how that particular person or that particular audience or group wants to receive the message. So this eventually became the baseline for my coaching style and what I'm known for globally now. So let me break it down. The Velvet cuts to the chase. It communicates in a direct way, capturing those very limited attention spans that we're dealing with these days. But the Velvet wraps the message in a way that is appealing to your unique audience. And notice I said unique audience. The Velvet's going to look different for different audiences. So I want to teach you how to wield your Velvet Machete so you can step up your leadership and be trusted to lead your team, your peers, and even flawlessly manage up in your organization if that's the type of leader that you are, or in the business that you own, especially in these uncertain times. I mean, unprecedented times. Let's use that word one more time. So what is my Velvet Machete brand strategy now that we know what Velvet Machete is? My overall brand strategy breaks success into three parts. It's your personal brand, it's the employer brand, and it's the business brand. You see, when leaders leverage their personal brands to uphold their company's employer brand, through communication, engagement, and really infusing the company's culture into every aspect of like day-to-day operations. Then they get to enjoy a strengthened business brand experience true to the heart and the soul of that organization. And that's what the customer experience is. So it takes all three of those pieces working together to find that long-standing success. Okay, so this is a lot. We've already taken in, like, who's this for? What is Velvet Machete? What does that even mean? What's your brand philosophy, Amber? So if I'm going to call my podcast the Velvet Machete Leadership Podcast, I feel like it's incumbent upon me to explain to you what does all this mean. So next up, what is a Velvet Machete leader? Velvet Machete leaders are confident, compassionate, and therefore influential. They have a balance of the velvet and the machete, and Velvet Machete leaders, in my opinion, are critical to sustaining healthy organizations of all sizes. So with Velvet Machete leadership, you gain the confidence that comes with understanding your personal brand, what value you bring to the table, and its impact on engagement, can I say that word, cooperation, and the bottom line. Because remember, we're not in business for warm fuzzies. We are in business to make money. That is my definition of business. Very simple. You have a problem. I solve your problem. You give me money. That's business. We don't have to overthink things. So if we're trying to drive results, if we're trying to drive revenue, if we're trying to change something within the organization, then we need to be able to speak in a compelling way. We need to become influential. We need to be direct and to the point, and we need to be able to deliver that message in a way that is appealing to the audience. So that is how you really get to be a standout as a Velvet Machete leader. Now, of course, there are pillars to my Velvet Machete leadership journey, and this is going to be the basis of pretty much this entire podcast. So the buckets that we are going to be talking about in this podcast are my Velvet Machete leadership pillars. So let's talk about those. The five pillars, and there are five, are number one, build your personal brand. So in this step, this is where we confidently define and position your value, whether that's internally to grow within your company or externally to grow your market share. So no matter what type of leader you are, that's a must have. Step two is build supportive environments. And so this is where you're going to create systems and structures that uniquely support your efforts, your unique personal brand. And if you've been with me for any time, then you know this is a step where we're going to identify what we need to bubble wrap. Okay, so we'll probably get into that into a future episode, the whole bubble wrap concept. Stop number three on the Velvet Machete leadership journey is mastering your communication. So this is the step that connects the me to the we. The first two steps are all about you. It's all about the individual, but communication connects you to others. So on this stop of the journey, you speak with authority, or you learn to speak with authority while listening with intent to drive results. Remember, two-way communication. And then once you master your communication, you can move on to step number four, which is mastering your engagement. So this is when you're able to truly see and harvest the greatness in others while rallying support for whatever it is that you're trying to influence. And then finally, we land on the ultimate goal, right? Which is building your influence. It's guiding and focusing people and processes towards success. So the fun thing about all of this is you're always on the journey. You never arrive. Yes, you may become masterful in one area or another, but we're always learning, we're always becoming, and we're always kind of just dipping in and out of each of these stops on the journey to strengthen ourselves as leaders. We're going to, as we evolve, as we grow, you might need to revisit something and really double down in that area. So I kind of already told you what we're going to cover on this podcast, but as a listener of the Velvet Machete Leadership Podcast, I just want you to know that you will gain the confidence that comes with understanding your personal brand and its impact on engagement, cooperation, and the bottom line. That is the point. And we will cover the five pillars with our expert guests. And man, we've got some great guests. We have some great guests. And we'll expand on all of these areas to address branding, marketing, and sales, both applying those principles internally from a team perspective and then externally from a customer perspective. So again, if you've been following me for any time, if you know any of the awards that I've won, most of them are because I do take these external concepts and I make them internally relevant as well. And so I think it's everyone's responsibility, no matter what your role is to understand the impact of this on the culture of your company, even if you're a company of one, because your culture does impact your customers, it does impact your vendors, and how, I don't care if you're the person who is changing out the ink on the copy machine, you need to understand what is it that we're promising to our customers, because how you do your job is going to impact the customer's satisfaction. So I don't skip on anything. It's all inclusive. So again, some really great guests. We're already recording with them and I'm super pumped and very grateful that they're going to be on the show to help you. So importantly, how are you going to stay in the loop? This is very important. Certainly subscribe wherever you watch or you listen in, or click on the link in the show notes to subscribe to my newsletter. And we always send out when we've got a new show out. So we don't ever send any spammy stuff, only emails that we believe will help you. And of course, you can unsubscribe anytime because I don't like showing up to parties that I'm not invited to. So that's just, I'm a little too cool for that, I guess. So some things to just know in advance. We will soon be opening the doors to the Velvet Machete Leadership Society. It is a very affordable monthly membership for leaders who want to grow your influence among other fellow business owners, managers, and executives, while also having direct access to me. So I won't get into the details on this episode. I just wanted this kind of be high level, but I will fill you in on a future episode. But I just kind of wanted to plant that seed for now. So that's it for this episode. We have a whole new world to cover. So I'm just want to let you know, I'm very grateful that you're here. If you're a Bombshell Business listener, Bombshell Business Podcast listener, I hope that you will find the same amount of value, if not more. And if you're a new listener or viewer, then I welcome you to the family. And guys, I told you I would do it. I'm not leaving you out anymore. So all the audiences that I speak to, when the gentlemen are like, hey, what about us? I got you. Okay. So this is going to be the same energy that we had before, just with maybe a little bit of a different slant. We're still going to be making sure that you are going to be confident and a total rock star in whatever it is that you want to accomplish. So thanks for being on the journey with me, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. Mentioned resources can be found at amberhurdle.com. Be sure to leave a rating and review in your favorite podcast app and subscribe so you never miss an update. As always, thank you to The Coup for our intro and outro music. See you next time.